You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Cops in Longwood, the Bronx, on the hunt for whoever pulled the trigger in a shooting that landed a child in the hospital.
Bullets shattered the windows of Gourmet Deli here on Southern Boulevard. One of them grazing the right ear of a little girl. She's five. The same number of rounds Muhammad heard.
I hit five times the shot.
Yeah, it happened just before six Wednesday evening, just across the street from Ryan's house.
You know, it puts me in fear. Like, I don't know if I can leave my house safely no more.
Says he can't help but to think of his little brother.
Now, I don't know if I can let my little brother outside alone now, because, like, you know, I don't want the same thing, like, God forbid that happens to him.
Now, sources say the little girl was a bystander, but now she's stable at Harlem Hospital. Witnesses say she was a tough little girl, no tears, just shock. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Remember that incident from back in March when a man was fatally stabbed on a weed truck in the Bronx? Well, there's an arrest. 28-year-old Dulce Hernandez is the victim's girlfriend. She was busted at JFK when police say she flew back to New York after going to Mexico. She's now looking at murder, manslaughter, weapons, and other charges. The reason for the stabbing? That is not yet clear. Another round of talks today as the MTA and the unions try to hammer out a deal to avoid a Long Island Railroad strike this weekend.
Governor Hochul urging both sides to keep negotiating in good faith and that a deal can get done. But
yes, workers deserve to be paid fairly for their work. But at the same time, we must be responsible with public funds and the fares paid by Long Island residents.
LIRR President Rob Free saying again, those talks are staying positive.
We're trying to negotiate in good faith. We're making offers. That's what this is about, negotiations. You may not like the initial offer, but that's why there's give and take alternate proposal.
As the clock ticks closer to a strike, riders weigh in.
Think of the public. I know we're thinking of the MTA and we're thinking of the workers. Also think of the public. That's who's paying their salaries, basically.
It seems the lone sticking point, wages. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Penn Station.
If there's a strike, the Mets plan to add a new line of shuttle bus service from the Manhasset LIRR station to City Field. Round-trip tickets cost $8.99, $25 for a family of four. Ahead of last night's performance of Wicked, 11 children and one adult were hurt in an escalator mishap at the Gershwin Theater. These theatergoers spoke to CBS 2.
So the escalator shut down and it was kind of odd and people were going around them up the stairs, but just didn't really think anything of it.
It's pretty scary to hear about. I've always been scared of escalators, so I'm a little worried and I feel bad for the people who had to miss the show because of it.
Police say the escalator suddenly jolted when a child's shoelace got stuck, tossing people forward. Several children had to be taken out on stretchers. All of the injuries, thank goodness, are said to be minor. The buildings department is now investigating. It's a guilty verdict for a man accused of spying for China here in New York City. 64-year-old Li Jian Wang, who went by the name Harry Liu, was accused of running an outpost in Chinatown that was used to monitor and gather intelligence on certain people of interest to the Chinese government. He was found guilty of acting as an illegal foreign agent and is currently free on bail. No date yet for sentencing. New York's mayor announcing his next move in his affordability agenda.
The Need for Speed, the acronym Mayor Mamdani is using to deliver affordable housing faster to New Yorkers.
We want to cut the ribbon on new housing. And we will do so by cutting the red tape that's in its way.
The effort is expected to cut time on the rental lottery system, construction approval, and agency overlap. According to Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson,
when affordable housing is delayed, families remain in shelters longer, neighborhoods lose opportunities for growth, and cost continues to rise.
The official spoke at a South Bronx running track where new housing is going up right across the street. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It is decades behind bars for a former teacher on Long Island who, for decades, was also a serial pedophile.
Students came forward and some testified that former Bayshore Elementary School teacher Thomas Bernagozzi sexually abused them in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. A judge sentenced the 77-year-old to 33 to 50 years in prison. One man says Bernagozzi began abusing him at the age of 4. The Suffolk County DA says Bernagosi was hiding in plain sight under the disguise of a trusted teacher and mentor. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A blatant display of anti-Semitism shocked students, staff, and guests during graduation events at NYU. It was a purple and white NYU colors version of the Israeli flag, with swastikas on either side of the Star of David. It was seen flying over the roof of the school's Steinhardt building. These shocked students spoke to CBS 2.
Everyone at NYU is always very welcoming, and whenever I see, like, yeah, this sort of thing, it's honestly, like, shocking.
We're all one family, and it doesn't matter our colors, race, or background. This is the time we celebrate. It's not the time to show hate.
The university says it was quickly taken down, and they're now working with police to try and identify the person responsible. The guy who rammed his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch headquarters in Brooklyn not only fessed up to that crime Wednesday, 36-year-old Dan Sohail of Carteret admitted to doing it because he said he wanted to damage the Jewish landmark. He is now looking at up to 3 years in prison and will likely have to repay the $19,000 in damage. William Paul, the son of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, apologized yesterday for making anti-Semitic remarks to New York Congressman Mike Lawler. Lawler talked to reporters about what happened.
At one point, you know, said that he hates Jews and hates gays and doesn't care if they die. And I think that's disgusting. You know, the conversation shortly thereafter ended. He gave me the middle finger.
William Paul writing on X that he had had too much to drink and said some things that don't represent who he really is. He said he was sorry and is seeking help for his drinking problem. If you saw that new thing pop up on Instagram and you were like, oh, great, something else for me to try and figure out, that makes the two of us. It's called Instance, a new photo feature that allows you to, in the words of Meta, capture and share unpolished moments. It's like Instagram stories, but there's no text, stickers, or filters, and it only goes to a select group of followers that you choose. Once they view it, though, that's it. The photos disappear. The feature is geared toward Gen Zers and was rolled out to everybody yesterday. There's also a new Instance app, but you do not need to use that to use the new feature.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.